Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Based on be careful around what you're saying, then people should be careful around Melissa if you have donuts. Because one time on tour a couple years ago, Melissa gave a box of donuts that were gifted to me after a show away to a homeless guy, right? And like, I had already set my mind and mouth on these donuts. I had touched the one that I was gonna eat once we got back to the hotel. Now, she claims that she thought that these were Kev's donuts and he didn't need them, so that's why she had gave them to the guy on the street. However, Kev never held the box. She didn't see Kev looking in the box. These were my donuts that I had my mouth all ready for, and she just gave away. And the guy even said, "You sure?" And she was like, "Yes! Take them!" And he stuck his grubby little hands in that box, and by the time I realized what had happened, he had already deflowered all of the donuts that I wanted. Because I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to be honest with you. Had he not touched the one that I want, I would have took it. I would, but he was too late. He was like, "Thank you!" Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. I have the incomparable, multiple hat wearer, mother, wife, producer, writer, entrepreneur, Melissa Fredericks, a.k.a. Mrs. Kev on stage.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm excited. That was a good introduction
here. I try to give people what they need. You know what I'm saying?
Give the credentials.
Hey, listen, I feel like it's the least I could do before I beat you.
Hello?
Because
I ain't going to even fight you because I'm nervous as all get out. I was studying the encyclopedia on the way over here.
The funny thing is, she probably not lying. She listens. Lisa likes to be prepared.
Say aloud this not read. Please and thank you very much.
Those lashes are
my butterfly effect.
Yes.
Lashes.
Yes.
Because I know this is about to have me doing it right.
It's okay. You cannot drink a hot beverage with those lashes because two blinks and it's going to clean off.
That was the point.
Clean.
I came over here trying to be extra.
You have gone from the corporate world at Boeing.
I did.
And now you are an entrepreneur, a supportive wife, mom, full-time mom, right? Two boys.
Full-time, all day, every day, 24/7.
Because his kids don't be going nowhere.
No breaks.
Yeah. And y'all don't really send the kids. I mean, you might send them away. Like last year we were on tour. They spent maybe a month in total away from y'all.
Yep, that's about right.
In total. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's exhausting. But I get to hang out with cool people like you and Kev and the guys. And I have a really great time. It has been one of the most transformative, life-changing experiences of my life. A path I never imagined I would walk down, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
It's funny that you say transformative because I've seen the level of bougie that you have transpired to. That don't do that, because let me tell you what I do. When I'm on tour, right, I get a haircut before my flight, right? So if my flight's on Friday, I get a haircut. The evening of Thursday sort of lasts me through the weekend. It's still crispy. What Melissa does is fly her hairdresser to Texas to do her hair in the green room. Now, keep in mind, we've been on tour probably 2 days. She's like, "I'm going to change my hair."
Listen.
Flew him last minute from Seattle to Texas to do her hair green room.
First of all, let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is like half a truth. What happened was...
This is a full lie.
No. This is about to be the full truth. Ladies, if you've ever gotten a sew-in, and pray to the Lord that if you take and remove the itch from me, I will never, ever, Jesus, get a sew-in again. If you just remove, I promise you, I prayed that prayer because I had a sew-in and I wanted to take my head off of my shoulders. And God was like, "I'm going to allow a beautician to be available for you. And you're going to pay an arm and a leg. And you're going to learn your lesson, though."
Yes.
And I haven't had a sew-in since. So all I'm saying is really God is good.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get a story. So I'm going to give you just a breakdown of it. We each have five index cards with five words on them.
Okay.
We are going to try and pronounce these words correctly.
Okay.
And then we're going to try to figure out the definition. Now, if you don't know the definition, you can make it as ridiculous as possible or as you want. Or you can just turn over immediately and look at the sentence on the back and try to grab the context loose from that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Maya is back here to keep us on track and also hold us true to our pronunciations.
Okay.
And let us know if we pronounced it correctly and if we gave the correct definition.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll kick it off first.
Are we here, Maya? Okay.
Don't try to.
I'm
do
just
that.
Trying to win her over.
Don't,
that's all.
Don't try to win
listen,
her. Listen.
I see she got apples and stuff. I got an apple in my bag.
No, you don't.
I don't.
I don't.
Round one.
All right. So my first word is.
The word is L I T H I F Y.
You ever seen that word before?
Yeah. It's the slang for lit. It's the full word of lit.
Don't listen to her. She doesn't have your best interest.
I know, because if I would have believed her, because she's a God-fearing woman, if I had took that at face value, I would have had to scream, Jesus, take the wheel, while she was telling me no.
That is the definition.
She said it is the full word. Of lit.
We slanged it and made it lit.
This is the root word is what she's saying.
That's the root word. That was good to hear.
All right, so I'm going to go with lithify.
Yes.
Okay. Now, lithify is, because she actually was not wrong. Lithify is actually how they used to say lit back in medieval days. So before modern medicine. A knight would say, Sir Gable, would thy honor me with the knight of lithify or lithification? And that's basically where this root word comes from. So that's not my final answer. I'm gonna have to turn over. The legend is that Medusa would lithify any person who saw her. Oh, you know I was kidding, right? But sometimes lit, when you're having a lit party, you're having a lit time, you're having a stone cold time, right? So it's still kind of similar because lithify really means turn to stone or harden.
Correct.
How did you pull that out of your hat?
Well, I'm a professional liar, Melissa. You know this about me.
He got it.
How did you pull that out of your... Oh, I'm about to lose. This is about to be terrible.
I can't make her lose too bad because her husband is my boss, so I get fired off the tour.
Oh, no, this is terrible. Okay, let me go. Okay, it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
All else fails, just show your ring to the camera.
Okay, is it on this card? No.
No, it's the next card.
Okay.
There you go.
The word is B-I-B-U-L-O-U-S.
The defeat in her face.
You know what makes me angry to start off with is that I have a college degree and I still pay Sally Mae every month.
That's your fault.
No, it is because I don't know how to pronounce this word. I'm going to go with...
Put your name over the next card.
Oh,
so can't
okay.
See that one.
Sorry,
I don't
sorry.
Want you. I don't want you getting
it don't matter. I can look at it for 10 minutes. It was long. Super casual, fabulous, epsilonidocious. I don't even know if I said that right.
You did not.
All
you
right, here
not.
We go.
Okay.
Bibulous.
Correct.
Oh, for real?
Correct.
It means to wear a bib fabulously. Final answer.
No, it's not. Is that your final answer?
It's not a final answer. I'm not going to let
it up. Yeah, okay, read it over.
Yeah.
The bibulous friend is always the most fun.
You going to stick with bib and wear it fabulously?
The bibulous friend is always the most extrovert. The most extra. The friend that is most like Melissa.
Oh.
I hope not. Marked by excessive alcohol consumption.
Oh, no,
really?
That is definitely not Melissa.
Yeah, that's not me.
Melissa
at all.
Once ordered a glass of wine, swirled it, smelled it, and fell out on the ground.
That's
we
all
had
I
to,
need.
That's all. That's she is. When I say lightweight,
I am lit.
The letters are lowercase in lightweight when it comes to Melissa drinking. okay? The furthest thing from that.
So listen.
She is not bibulous.
Round two.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Are these real words in the dictionary?
These are real words.
Ooh.
The word is boulevercement.
I'm gonna swing for the fences on this one. I ain't gonna even take too much time on it. Bowelversement.
Bowel? Like a bowel?
No. I said bowelversement.
Bouleversement. If it's French, think boulevard.
Oh, that's what I thought. Come on, that should have been my word.
You would have got that right.
I would have said bouleversement. Is that what you said?
I saw that O and a U, and I was like, this is like bow. Because I figured if I would have said bouleversement, you would have been like, no, that O and a U make the owl sound. I was just ready for you to just tell me no. And you did. You did not disappoint. So, bouleversement is when you have a basement, but it's only on a boulevard. So like if you stayed on the street,
uh-huh.
Like it's like certain areas have a restriction on like how low you can go on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And so like if you on street, you couldn't have a boulevardment. But if you're on a boulevardment, then you can have a basement on that boulevard because.
You just gonna say every B boulevard. Bouleversement basement, got it.
Yep, I'm just gonna read this so I can. Social media has a major bouleversement in how we communicate. And in this case, because if you take the root word, which is Greek, bouleversement translates into influence.
Uh huh.
On this platform.
Okay. I feel like you're about to preach.
Well, no, because I won't be before you very long.
Oh, okay.
But in this one, I'm gonna go with influence.
No. A violent uproar or reversal.
Oh.
Man, that sentence didn't help at all. With that.
So did it.
I knew I was right for the second time, and I was wrong on both.
On both fronts. All right.
I'm gonna just. Set that down and just drink this water because, man, it took the air out of me on that one.
Who chose these words for me?
I mean, you know, it's kind of just a random thing.
I have a lot of questions. Yeah. And we're sure this came out of Webster's Dictionary.
The word is BREMSSTRAH. L-U-N-G.
Your first question should be, how do I pronounce this?
Okay.
To yourself.
It's
just a lot of letters that just normally don't be seen together. Like that M-S-S-T, like you don't see that a lot. And then just that H and the L back there, just kind of chilling.
Wait, to hear, you're talking a lot. I have to concentrate in my brain.
I know, that's what I'm trying to interrupt because I don't want you to win.
Okay, I think it is...
Did you say something?
Yes.
Say it a little loud. Say it more audible so she can hear it.
Brimstralung.
I'm going to give it to you. Brimstralung, yeah.
Because black girl magic is real. You need a definition?
Yes, that's
part of
it.
Part of the game, huh? I'm going to go with... slow breathing.
Huh? Hmm?
I don't know, lung is in it.
Slow breathing?
Slow breathing. I don't know. I'm reaching straws.
You are.
Can I just flip it over?
Flip it over.
Okay. Be careful around and remember to brush your lung.
I love how you get quiet every time the word goes up. Like we don't know. You don't know what you're doing.
A predator. No, be careful around something that's not good for you. A virus?
So coronavirus is brimstrong.
And remember to use protection. Maybe be careful around your baby daddy because you could be rhymed up with two kids. Be careful around future.
I can't give you any points on that.
Good.
Radiation.
Good. I was somewhat close.
Were you?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think baby daddies are radiation.
I mean.
Round three.
Next word. If this don't have to do with cancer, I'm just going to
I'm going to definitely.
The word is leukemogenesis.
Dang, your word is a good word.
This one?
I think I know this word.
Okay, I'm going to go with leukemogenesis.
Correct.
Ooh, I feel like I got it too.
Was, is that how you were going to say it?
Yeah, that's how I was saying it. What's your definition? Can I get my definition too or not?
No, you can't. You get your own word to give your definition. You just want to give my definition away like the donuts?
No, I want to give it to you afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well, my first definition is leukemogenesis was, it was a lesser known version of Sega Genesis. They only came out with like 200 actual systems of this because it was so expensive. And basically what it was it emitted a lot of radiation because they were trying this new technology. And so you actually had to play it with like the glasses on, and you also had like that bulletproof vest that they give you at the dentist's office and the gloves and everything. It was like basically a whole hazmat suit. But the graphics were crazy because Sega was 16-bit. Leukemogenesis was like 84-bit, which at that time was unheard of. But they could not do it because Tony Stark hadn't taken the helm yet, so they didn't have the technology to make it safe.
A full entire story.
So she would not know until later that her body was in the process of leukemogenesis. So leukemogenesis, based on this, is the process of healing at the beginning of leukemia.
Okay, the induction or development of leukemia. Yes.
That was good.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of just what I do.
Wait, I'm not on your side. Give me my fist bump back.
Too late, I got it. No, it's too late.
Taking
it's
this
too late.
Back. No, I forgot late. We're not on the same team.
I wish it counted as a point, you know? Okay.
The word is malappropriated.
Malapportioned.
Yes.
Oh! Listen, I can say these words. I have no idea what the definition is.
Melissa is showing genuine excitement. You can't fake that.
No, I am pumped. Because I said it so fast, I don't want to have time to like unthink and rethink. I don't want to say it and move on.
I do not know these things. I just say these things.
I just say them. I don't know. The Lord gives them to me. I utter the words. Okay, malapportioned means to be bad portioned.
I know a lot of chicks malapportioned.
To be.
Especially at the high school. A lot of you have malapportioned. This is what you said. Liz said a lot of you heifers out here malapportioned.
A lot of you heifers
out here buying this fashion over knowing y'all malapportioned. Okay? You're not built for this.
Okay, I'm going to read. Okay. First of all, why did it start with many? Many say the Electoral College is an example of a malapportioned system. It's a system of not properly representing the masses. So, like, it's a bad representation of a whole.
I'm going to give that to you.
Okay. So, I walked myself
into
the right answer.
That was a stretch.
Unfair proportional distribution of representatives.
That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty spot on. Okay.
Did I not walk myself there?
I would have said the same thing, but I had to say worded it different. But when she gave the actual definition, I was like, I didn't even say that.
Listen.
Did you really just snap
I'm
three
just
times?
Saying, I'm out here, boo. I'm out here. I got one of three.
Round four.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and go with the next. Oh, come on.
The word is glossolalia.
What is this? I feel like I got all the words that would be associated with science fair projects. This, everything, what?
Oh, all right. I firmly reject science fairs, by the way.
This is going to be one of those words you just say fast, just like,
let it go.
I'm just going to throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because glossolalia.
Oh, not quite.
Ah!
Glossolalia.
Lelia. Oh. Ah. Ah. Whatever. Glossolalia. Glossolalia is a it's a Spanish lip gloss. They actually only sell it in the Mediterranean area, close to the equator. So like you can get it like in Brazil, South America. But what makes it so special is that they use actual guava in here. So you actually have to be like over 18 to buy it because, you know, drinking laws are different in different countries. So it's legal drinking age in Mexico and other southern countries are typically 18. So because it's aged guava, which is, you know, also like what they make tequila with, they also, you have to, you know, so that's...
I don't think they make tequila with guava.
Chill.
You
like,
mean agave?
This sounds so
agave.
Amazing.
That's what I mean, agave.
Oh.
I mean agave. What did I say, guava?
Definitely say guava.
Well, guava is actually the, it is the Native American pronunciation of agave.
Got
so
it.
So, I'm just flexing right now, just showing that I, you know words from different regions and area codes. So... that's basically what that is right there. So, but that's no. Don't tie me to that. I'm not married to that definition. Go ahead, and read the sentence right now. Glossolalia.
Glossolalia.
Glossolalia is common in Pentecostal churches. That helped me zero.
Child, I was like, this sentence can mean many different things.
Did that help me? Glossolalia is common in Pentecostal churches. I'm just going to say not singing well. Glossolalia is the process of not being able to hold a note or sing well.
Or clapping on
1 and 3. Yeah.
I
got nothing, guys. I got nothing. If it's not the lip gloss thing and it's not.
I'm going with lip gloss.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. I mean, the lip gloss, that was a pretty.
That was decent.
I be coming up
yeah,
with
it. Yeah, I was like, I would buy it. Here's the
I come up with it. I very rarely catch it. Very, it's every time. Ah! Almost. That, yeah. Almost. That's what it was. So.
No, it's speaking in tongues.
It's what?
Speaking in tongues.
In a Pentecostal church.
That's what they call speaking in tongues? I rebuke that. I rebuke that because they not going to tell my Jesus that. We just say speaking in tongues.
Yay!
You don't say glossolalia.
No.
Actually, you know what? Kind of saying it makes me almost talk in tongues.
Oh, did you felt it?
Glossolalia. Hey, hey, hey,
right
there, right there, right there. On the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue. Amen, amen.
All right.
I can see that. I can see that.
Okay, my turn.
Honestly, people... I didn't even know they spoke in tongues in Pentecostal churches.
I think Pentecostal is also PAW, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World.
Uh-huh.
That's be the melanated people. Yep. Okay. My word is...
That looks like what's on the back of a pack of gum.
This looks like that Fruitopia.
There's way too many words for that. That'd be Fruitopia twice. That'd be Fruitopia from Fruitopia. It's a new Fruitopia from Fruitopia.
The word is Fruitification.
Fruitification. Fruitification. Fruitification. Choose one of the five I just said.
I felt like you said it right the first time.
Fruitification?
No, fruit is not in there.
Oh, that is fruit. Correct. That is.
I just took.
We just wanted to make it what we thought it should be.
So wait, is this a hard C or is this an S?
Nah, she can't tell you that. You just gotta guess it out.
Fruitification.
You say it slowly because you're gonna fuck around and say fuck. And then you gonna have to explain that to all your
Jesus,
followers.
No!
She gonna be like, fuckification. Wait, is that right? What? Your pastor gonna like, Melissa.
Excuse me.
This hasn't actually come out yet, but I heard that you said fuck today on set.
Oh my God, Jesus gonna cancel me. I think because it has a U in it, it's a k.
Mm-hmm.
Fruk. Nope, that doesn't sound right. Fruit. Fruk.
It's closer to fruk, but just be careful not to say fruk.
Fructification?
Fructification? What'd you say?
I passed it.
That last one was correct.
Are you serious?
She didn't complete the word.
Because I had to figure out the C, if it was a hard C. Okay, so then this is the process by which you almost say the F word and be sent to hell.
That's actually pretty good. All right, kids, today in church we're going to learn about lying, pornification, and fructification.
Exactly.
Right? By which way you almost say fuck, which you should not say, especially in here, and go to hell.
Let's teach you how to avoid that. You're right, boys and girls? Many flowers have their organs of fructification closely enclosed. This is the process of...
Sound like how flowers do the nasty. Because the organs be closed and then another flower be like, hey, tulip. You feel like dollying it up?
I can't. Many flowers.
Spring a little pollen on her.
This has to be about pollination, cross-pollination.
Mm-hmm. Is it the process? Are you going to give pollination, which is a definition of that, another word? Or another name? Is that what you're
saying? Oh, I see what you're saying, because I gave, by way of bringing other fruits.
Fruit? We back to that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Child, I'm trying to work myself into an answer. Hold on.
Good luck with that.
What does F-R-U-C mean? And, like, is that a prefix for something? What's another word that has F-R-U-C in the beginning?
Fructose.
Sugar.
That's your answer? That's what that word means? Sugar?
The process of getting diabetes in flowers.
No, you were closer before.
Tell me.
The producing of fruit.
Listening to him. You ain't nothing but the devil. Didn't we just say how the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy your answers and your points?
Absolutely.
The devil.
So I can build it for myself.
Round 5.
You're not gonna sit up and tell me this is not a dinosaur.
The word is bustropheding.
This is like the scientific words for like dinosaurs and like you know, this is stupid.
Yeah, that's.
Boustrophedonic.
Close, not quite. Boustrophedonic.
That's see. Oh, that actually boots. Makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
I see boots. It now. Mm-hmm. I got it. After she said it.
Mm-hmm. It's a long U. It's a long U. Yeah. I saw the O and the U and together did the same. And I thought it was short.
Yep.
Both of them short, but they was, that S probably made the like mm-hmm. that U get hard. Like, get on, I'm S. And the U was like, well, I'm U. Boustrophedonic means when you are, if you're in a Fast and the Furious movie and you hit the Nas button and that actual process from going regular speed to fast speed is boustrophedonic.
It's like turbo boost.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what I'm on. Okay, this don't match up with that. Boustrophedonic text is a common way of writing in stone in ancient Greece. This is how they send text messages back in the day. Like you have a slab.
Good answer.
And you just, you know, you take
good answer.
With the little hammer thing and nail, and then you like, you send a bird with it like chirp chirp, and then text message.
That was a good answer, yeah. Principal Maya.
That was not a good answer. I disagree.
Okay.
It is an ancient method of writing in which the lines are inscribed alternatively from right to left and from left to right.
Oh. That's just dumb.
Why would you go both ways?
Yeah, I don't know how you read that. All right, well, you know what? Can't win them all.
No.
You got your last word and...
Okay. Are we going to have points at the end and declare
yes.
a winner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Do I have three right now? Is it 2 points per card or 1 point per card?
I don't do the system. Oh,
do
just
you
tells
do the
me
card?
Oh,
okay. Here we go. I was trying to calculate it to
nah,
see how much
don't
is weighing
that.
On
just,
this.
Because you're going to put too much pressure on yourself, like trying to pronounce that correctly.
The word is lexicalization.
No. I think I know what this word means.
Okay.
Lexicalization. This has to do with something about words or something. Because, like, your lexicon.
Mm.
Like, maybe it is the legalization of a language. Ooh, let me find out I'm right.
I don't know what a legalization of a language
Dang,
would be.
Like, maybe, like, the official recognition of a language.
You didn't want to read the sentence.
Oh, girl. Okay, sorry. You're not a girl. Social media has been a source of lexicalization for the English language. It has something about words, like recognizing the source of creating the language.
Yes.
Okay.
The process of adding new words to a language.
Don't at me right now. Do not at me right now.
Can we just get the sentence?
Listen, I knew the definition before I saw the sentence. That's got to be like 2.5 points
this is,
here.
This is just not going like
All
I
I'm
to.
Saying is do not at me. Melissa at Miss Kev on stage, don't do it.
All humble, like she didn't know what she was doing, and now all of a sudden she's killing it.
Extra credit.
All right, so now we have these two sentences.
No, I don't want to do no more. I thought
this
I was
is it.
Ready.
This is the last thing. This is the last
no,
thing.
I'm scared.
We both have 10 seconds to read the sentence. It's two separate sentences. I'll go first. You got 10 seconds to read it with as little errors as possible.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. And then that Maya tallies up our score right after that.
Okay.
All right, so
go.
10 seconds on the clock. This is how I bring home the W, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it goes down.
This is a lot of pressure. I'm sweaty.
And 3, 2, 1. Although there is no immediate claim of responsibility, but there might be some covert hand interested in I didn't get it.
No, you didn't. It's incomplete. Do you want to finish?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to leave it at that.
So I have a chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Count me down to here.
3.
Wait, don't go so fast.
I had said 1.
Okay, sorry. Okay, go.
3,
okay, stop. Okay, go.
2, 1.
There is no middle ground, and one of the hardest battles is to force a reform, child, because the truth is that it used as a hotbed for barbarousness.
But I'm sure that was more than 10 seconds, so she might as well not complete it as well.
Wait, reading no. under pressure is so difficult.
It is, right? Especially when you don't get a chance to glance over it first. You
and my
go.
Eyelashes are heavy.
They
okay?
do. You
I
look,
am like
you've been looking
struggling.
Sleepy this whole
oh
episode.
Oh my God, like.
Sleepy or drunk. And this, I know she can't drink. So.
And I don't drink, so like this is a lot.
Yeah. All right, Maya. So who's taking home the W today?
Melissa wins with a C minus.
I was an AB student in school. I am better than this.
Oh, you haven't been to school in a while.
And to hear?
Yes.
You're going to have to repeat.
This is bullshit.
40. F. That's an F.
I'm aware, Maya. Thank you.
Did we get twerk music or not?
Thank you guys so much for watching. I want to thank my special guest, Miss Melissa Fredericks, a.k.a. Miss Kev on stage.
A.k.a. the winner of this round.
All right. Nobody likes a gloater. Is there anything you would like to let them know that you got coming up? Thank y'all so much for watching. That's all the time we have. We'll see you next time. Clink, clink.
A mochi moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi. because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.